Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
What up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by Hy-Vee and Toys and Ford. And shout out to Resonance Branding Company, the official swag provider for the podcast. Don't forget, check out that link for the Swag Cave. You can get that link at the bottom of the podcast description over there. Speaking of Resonance Branding, got to give a shout out to their guy over there too, Ben Peterson, who's also member of the band. If I mispronounce it, I apologize, guys. Hating, but they are the ones who created that intro to this podcast right here. So I love it. Big thanks to those guys over there. Well, this is the mock draft episode. All right, this is the mock draft. So I usually reveal it on Wednesday or Thursday on the radio show, but let's just be real. In order to get some more listens on the pod, we're going to drop it a little bit earlier, and that way it also gives you a little bit more time to tell me how much of an idiot I am. So, coming at you, we've got the first round that I usually do. I only do one mock draft. So I've got the first round mock draft and then my seven round Packers mock draft. All right. So without further ado, without any more pageantry, is that how you say it? Pageantry, let's just jump right into it. We're going to do the first round mock first. And then the second half of this episode of the podcast, we'll do the seven-round Packers mock draft. So with the first pick, no big surprise, the Bears select Caleb Williams as their new quarterback. And for Bears fans and for the Bears themselves, they're hoping that he is finally going to be their franchise quarterback. So Caleb Williams at number one. I know there's some rumblings about Jaden Daniels maybe not playing or not wanting to play for the Commanders. I still say he gets drafted at number two, pairs up with Cliff Kingsbury over there, who's the offensive coordinator. So Jaden Daniels is the pick at number two for the Commanders. Patriots, this is the pick where I think it really starts to get interesting here. We know the Commanders are going to get a quarterback. That, like, they're drafting a quarterback. They want a quarterback. There's maybe a little bit of intrigue on who they're going to draft. But the Patriots, I could easily see trading out of this spot, maybe to the Vikings and getting, you know, two first-round picks and getting some more draft capital, because they need a lot of freaking help. And they need a lot of help before maybe they even need a quarterback. But I don't mock a whole lot of trades in my first round, even though there's going to be some. And I do have a trade coming up here in a little bit. But at this point, I think they go Drake May. You know, they don't have to start him right away and put him in a bad position with not a lot of talent around him. They got Jacoby Brissett over there. So Drake May can sit. And I think they'll entertain some offers, but eventually they'll get their quarterback. Just don't rush him right away, Patriots, okay? Don't throw him into a bad situation. Cardinals are another team that could trade out, get some more picks coming up here too. But ultimately, I think they stand pat. And I think they get a wide receiver to pair up with Kyler Murray, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State going to the Cardinals, and Cardinals hoping that finally, you know, they've had DeAndre Hopkins for a few years. You know, they tried some other wide receivers over there and such, Hollywood Brown. But hopefully now Marvin Harrison Jr. is that one wide receiver that can stick around for a while and play at a high level, and him and Kyler Murray can, you know, pair up quite a bit for many years in the desert in Arizona. At least that's what they're hoping for. So, number five, Chargers on the clock. Not anymore. This is my one lone trade. And again, I think there's going to be more trades, and I usually don't mock trades in my first-round mock draft. I did it a couple times in my history, but I do it here. The Vikings trade their two first-round picks up to the Chargers for the number five spot in order to draft J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan. So the Chargers get the two picks, the 11th pick from the Vikings and the 23rd pick, and for the Vikings to move up to number five to get their quarterback of the future, J.J. McCarthy. Again, they don't have to start him right away. They got Sam Darnold. But I think a lot of these quarterbacks would love to go in a situation like the Vikings, where you've got Justin Jefferson, you got T.J. Hockenson, you got Addison, you know, offensive play caller over there too. So good situation for J.J. McCarthy. They don't have to rush it with him. Giants now on the clock, and I know there's been some rumblings about them potentially getting a quarterback, maybe even getting J.J. McCarthy. I think they stay. They get a wide receiver, Malik Nabers from LSU, the second wide receiver to come off the board. goes to the Giants. Number seven, the Titans. This might be one of the most popular picked players at this spot. The first tackle comes off the board. The first offensive lineman comes off the board. Joe Alt from Notre Dame goes to Tennessee. The Falcons, with their offseason, new coach, new quarterback. They've got Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts over there. Do they still go offense to surround Kirk Cousins? I think they go defense here, although Rome, wide receiver Rome Odunze over there would be kind of fun to watch, and I wouldn't necessarily shut that down, but I think they go Dallas Turner, edge rusher from Alabama for the Falcons at number eight. Another edge rusher comes off the board for the Bears at number nine, Jared Verese from Florida State. So they get Caleb Williams, and then they get an edge rusher to help out that defense and maybe to put some pressure on Jordan Love, getting some extra pressure on him. Jets now at number 10, and again, this has probably been one of the most popular picked players at this spot. I still think they should go offensive line and get some more depth over there, but I think they go tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia to give Aaron Rodgers some more weapons on that offensive side. I think they saw, you know, Alan Lazard not playing up to what they thought he could last year. They got Garrett Wilson. They got Breece Hall, but they're probably looking for another pass-catching option over there. All right, so the Chargers now, they are up. This is one of the Vikings picks that the Vikings traded up to go get their quarterback, and I think the Chargers, they got to build that offensive line to help protect Justin Herbert over there. So I am going to go offensive tackle from Oregon State, Talsi Fuaga. And I apologize. I'm horrible with names, but Talsi Fuaga from Oregon State. Number 12, maybe a surprise pick right here for me. I'm going Bo Nix, quarterback from Oregon. The other person I would probably put in this spot, if it's not Bo Nix, is probably the next wide receiver on my list to go here, and that's Rome. Okay, that's Rome from Washington State. Rome Odunze. I keep saying Rome, but it's probably where I would go with him at number 12 because, you know, they traded Jerry Jeudy over there. But I feel like the Broncos, they need a quarterback. They're going to go try to get a quarterback, and I think they're going to surprise people and maybe make that pick with Bo Nix at number 12. So I'm not confident in that one. I almost want to switch it right now to Rome, but I'll go Bo Nix, Oregon, at number 12. Raiders also could use a quarterback here, and I think they're going to be a little bit more patient. They got Gardner Minshew to come over here, so I think they go offensive line. Olu Fashanu from Penn State is the pick at number 13, offensive tackle to the Raiders. Olu Fashanu from Penn State. Another offensive tackle is coming off the board for me at number 14. This is a draft that's loaded with some offensive linemen, offensive tackle depth over there. So I think the Saints, they grab one of those offensive tackles, and they go to Georgia for this one. Troy Fatuno from Washington. Number 15 now, we got the Colts. They could go wide receiver over here too. Definitely trying to pair up with Richardson, but I think they go a little bit with the corner on the defensive side. You look at what the AFC South has done. C.J. Stroud's got some weapons now with the Texans. You know, Gabe Davis is going over there to Jacksonville. So I think, you know, you look at, and then Will Levis in Tennessee likes to throw it deep. I think the Colts, they're going to get a corner. Quinnen Mitchell from Toledo is the pick at number 15. Seahawks are now up on the board, and they got a new coach over there, right? Defensive-minded head coach Mike McDonald coming over from the Ravens, and I think they go defense with this one. I think they go edge rusher. I'm going to mispronounce him again. UCLA, Laia Latu, UCLA edge rusher. He is going to go to the Seahawks at number 16. Number 17, Jaguars. They're going to go corner as well here. They're looking at what the Texans have done, bringing in some weapons over there, right? You got Diggs over there now too. So they're going to go corner. Terrion Arnold from Alabama. Bengals now on the clock. They got to get some protection up there up front for Joe Burrow. They go offensive tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama can start off on the right side, played a ton and played all at right side over there, so they could go over there. You know, they got Trent Brown over there now too, but they got to get some more help, more depth at that offensive line. Rams finally have a first-round pick here. They finally have a first-round pick. First time in Sean McVay's era, some people saying, hey, they're probably going to go offensive player since it's Sean McVay. I think they try to find the replacement for Aaron Donald. Defensive tackle Byron Murphy from Texas is the pick at number 19. Steelers have made a lot of moves this year, too, this offseason, too. They could, you know, they got a couple new quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. They traded a wide receiver, Johnson, to the Carolina Panthers. Wide receiver, Rome is still on this board. Rome's a top 10 pick in a lot of mock drafts. It's just how my board fell. I honestly feel like Rome's probably going to go in the top 15. But, hey, we'll see how it goes here. So, he's still up there. I could see the Steelers going up there and grabbing him. No doubt about it, giving more weapons to Russell Wilson. But I also think they need some more protection up front. They need a center. Jackson Powers Johnson, Oregon, the best center in this draft, goes at number 20. Dolphins, do they want another receiver, you know, to go with those guys? They're even talking about Odell Beckham Jr. No. Last year, if anything taught us, they had a lot of injuries to their edge rushers. Some of those guys have left, including Van Ginkle to the Vikings. So they go defense. They get edge rusher Chop Robinson from Penn State. Number 22, the Eagles. They just invested a lot of money in their top two receivers over there. I think they go defense with this one. Cooper DeJean, sorry Packers fans, Cooper DeJean goes at number 22, defensive back. They need some help in their pass defense. You got Vic Fangio coming over as your defensive coordinator. I think, you know, he loves his corners. He loves his secondary. I think he's going to get, you know, kind of creative with Cooper over there. So Cooper DeJean pairing up with Vic Fangio, I think, is going to be an intriguing matchup there. 23, the Chargers are on the clock, and they can't believe Rome Odunze is still on the board, and they grab him. So the Chargers, they finally end the slide. Rome Odunze is now a member of the Chargers. Justin Herbert, who needs a wide receiver badly, gets one of the best ones in this draft. Again, I personally think he's probably going to go a little bit higher. It's just how my draft board fell. It's just how my draft board fell at this point. So that's Chargers, I think, won that trade with the Vikings. They get an offensive tackle, starting tackle, and then they get a starting wide receiver over there too. Cowboys, they need some help too on the offensive line, and they're going to grab the massive offensive tackle from Georgia, Amarius Mims. Amarius Mims doesn't have a lot of playing time, doesn't have a lot of playing experience over there, but the Cowboys need offensive line help, and they get one of the biggest ones in this draft, Amarius Mims. Packers now at number 25. Packers fans, a lot of you wanted Cooper DeJean, so where do they go? I think they go offensive line. Tyler Guyton. I'll talk more about Tyler Guyton pick coming up in the Packers mock draft here. But Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma, offensive tackle, Packers, number 25. Another offensive lineman coming off the board. And this could have been a potential pick for the Packers over here too, but I got him going to the Buccaneers. Graham Barton, offensive lineman from Duke, played tackle at Duke. A lot of people think he can play center or is a center or guard at the next level, which is exactly what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers need at this point. So Graham Barton, he is the pick at number 26. Darius Robinson, defensive lineman from Missouri, is your next pick for the Cardinals at number 27. So the Cardinals stay at number 4. They get Marvin Harrison Jr., and now they get a defensive lineman to help out with their pressure up front, Darius Robinson from Missouri. Bills were probably getting a little antsy. Maybe they were trying to make up some trade or trying to make some phone calls to trade up to get Rome before the Chargers nabbed him, but they still come away with a wide receiver. Gabe Davis is out. You've got Diggs is out. They got to get a receiver. Brian Thomas from LSU is the pick at number 28. Number 29, the Lions. Where do they go with this? I got them drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, the corner from Alabama. Number 30, the Ravens were probably hoping he was still going to be there. We know the Ravens love their Alabama players. And I was looking at an offensive lineman here for them, but I think they can't pass on Nate Wiggins, the corner from Clemson. So Nate Wiggins, corner from Clemson, goes to the Ravens at number 30. 49ers need some offensive line help, and I really like this guy. Jordan Morgan, offensive lineman from Arizona, a versatile offensive lineman 49ers need some help up there. They get him at number 31. Chiefs also could use some offensive line help, but they might need some wide receiver help. And there's some intriguing options out there. I went with Ladd McConkey from Georgia. You know, to me, when you read his draft profile, it just screams like a perfect Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes guy, fast, smart route runner. You talk about the nonverbal communication with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I think that could develop with Patrick Mahomes and Ladd here too. So I really like that pick. Ladd, final pick in the first round, wide receiver out of Georgia, going to the Chiefs. So that's my first round mock draft. All right. Criticize, if you will. I don't like it either. That's just how the board fell for me. So let's take a quick break. I'm going to grab a breather here. And then we'll do the Packers 7-round mock draft coming up after these quick words. Perks. I love perks. You love perks. We all love perks. And one of the best perks you can find in the Chippewa Valley is Hy-Vee Perks. Hy-Vee Perks is a free and easy program for Hy-Vee shoppers. Access exclusive perks prices, earn discounts on gas when you purchase designated products at Hy-Vee, and save more with exclusive deals, offers, and rewards. The best part? It's free to join. Not a part of Hy-Vee Perks yet? No worries. Just stop by Hy-Vee in Eau Claire to sign up. Start taking advantage of the best shopping deals in the Chippewa Valley right now with Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee Perks. We're getting set for another busy travel season, vacations, taking our kids to all their games and activities, and you need a proper vehicle to get you to where you're going, and safely. That's where Toyson Ford can help you. Toyson Ford will go the extra mile to provide you with compelling options for new and used car shopping. They will gladly work with you on financing, no matter what your budget may be. They're committed to giving drivers across the Chippewa Valley the best in customer service. Check them out for yourself. Visit Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls today and check out their website, toysonford.net. Welcome back to the second half of the Man Cave Podcast. It is now time for the Packers 7-round mock draft. If you were listening to the first half, you already know the Packers' first pick, Tyler Guyton, the offensive lineman from Oklahoma. Spent a ton of time playing at right tackle, and he's a player that, when you read a lot of the scouting stuff out there about him, there's seems to be some more untapped potential, or there's room for improvement. Like, sky's the limit. He could be really, really good if he continues to get better. And I feel like with the signing of Andre Dillard, I don't think Dillard's going to be a left tackle. I think Packers should try him out at right tackle or even guard over there. But I think if Dillard succeeds and can handle right tackle, you can bring Guyton along a little bit, like when the Packers drafted Brian Bulaga and he was a backup because you still had Tauscher and Chad Clifton. So I feel like Tyler Guyton could be a similar role, or he could start off the season starting at right tackle too. So, but it gives you a little bit of options there too. And I think Zach Tom, if they truly believe he is better suited at center, move him over there and either start Guyton or Andre Dillard at right tackle. And Guyton could eventually be a starting left tackle too if Walker doesn't work out over there on the left side. So round two, pick number 41, they get their safety. Tyler Newbin from Minnesota is the selection at safety. I am going to go, this is my round two, number 58 pick. And I've gone back and forth on this one, whether I feel like he should be a round two pick or a round three pick. I'm going to go number 58, Jalen Wright, the running back from Tennessee. Might be a little early since they've invested some money into Jacobs and such. Packers have done this before from a position of maybe a little bit of depth there. You got A.J. Dillon coming back here. But I want some speed. I think that's one thing when you look at this Packers offense. Yes, Christian Watson has speed. Okay, we know that. But can he go out there and stay healthy? Jalen Wright is perhaps, I think he is the fastest running back in this draft. Yeah, 4.3, 8.40. I want some speed in this offense, like from the running back position. And when you look at it, you know, you got some receivers that can do that, Reed or Watson, as we mentioned. But I want a little more speed. And I think with Wright, with Jalen Wright, a guy that you can have that breakaway speed, add it to that offense. I think that's one of the things. One of the things that's maybe missing, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield too. I think that's maybe one of the things that's missing right now within this offense is that speed factor coming out of the back. I thought about putting him as a round three pick. I don't know if he's going to last that long. So I got him going at number 58, the second round pick for the Packers. You pair him with with Jacobs and then A.J. Dillon, it provides a different element within this offense. So Jalen Wright, running back out of Tennessee, is my pick at number 58 overall. Round three, number 88 overall. I think this is where the Packers go with a linebacker. And maybe this is – honestly, I was flip-flopping between these two, whether to be the last second-round pick for the Packers or the first third-round pick for the Packers. So maybe they could flip-flop here a little bit. But I'm going to go with Junior Colson, the linebacker from Michigan. Is he a little bit more suited to being an inside linebacker, middle linebacker? Yeah, potentially he could. And maybe he eventually takes over that middle linebacker if Isaiah McDuffie is not that guy. But I think, you know, you could kind of bring him on in. He could play a little strong side this year. And one draft comparison that I saw with him was Willie Gay. And I thought, okay, Willie Gay, you look at the Chiefs' depth chart from last year, he played a similar role, right? When you look at linebacker over there, played a little bit of a similar role there. So I feel like he could fit with this Packers defense with what Jeff Hafley wants to do, whether, you know, if that's starting off on the strong side there and then maybe eventually turning into a middle linebacker. But I feel like he could succeed at either one of those spots. So I think they get their linebacker, and I'm going to go with Junior Colson from Michigan. Next up for the Packers for their final third-round pick, number 91, I am going to go with an interior offensive lineman, but he has some versatility, which we know when it comes to the Packers, they like their versatility on the offensive line. And I'm going to Penn State, Norzad. Look at look him up and see the different positions he's played along the line. When he first started off at Cornell, he started all 10 games at right tackle. And then, you know, he goes to Penn State a couple years later, started 8 of 11 games at left guard. And then this past year, started all 13 games at center. If that doesn't speak of a typical Packer offensive lineman, I don't know what does. So Hunter Norzad is my pick for the final third-round pick for the Packers. The next player up here is a guy that has been attached to Green Bay on some visits and such, and I've seen him go as high as round 3, as late as like round 5, potentially even round 6 here. I got him going round 4, number 126, another safety. Coming over to the Packers, Kitten Odalbo, the safety from Oregon State. He's a bigger safety. You're talking about 6'2", about 215 pounds over there. So he's a bigger safety, bigger than Xavier McKinney, but he was a top 30 visit for the Packers. He was always kind of attached to the Packers in a lot of mocks. And earlier on in the process, he's risen up on some draft boards over there. So I think the Packers go and get a little bit of a bigger safety here with Odalbo from Oregon State, number 126 overall. To the fifth round we go, and I think the Packers go with another running back. Yeah, believe it or not, I think they go with another running back at number 169 overall. And this is another player who was a top 30 visit for the Packers. And that's running back Ray Davis from Kentucky, going at number 169 overall. Round number 5. Now, Ray Davis, not a speedster by any means. I mean, he ran a 4.5, 4.5, 2.40, but he's a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a guy that has toughness between the tackles, going in between the tackles outside there too. Does need to improve a little bit on his pass protection, it looks like, but The fact that he's a runner, a tough guy that can get you those yards in between the tackles. He's only like 5'8", but it kind of gives you maybe similar stuff to an Aaron Jones. He's a little bit smaller than Aaron Jones and such. But that catching that ball out of that backfield too, I think, is key to within what Matt LaFleur wants to do within this offense. So I think the Packers get another weapon for Jordan Love. They get another running back, Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky. Let's go to round six. I'm going to go with a corner here. Finally a corner, right? Jaquan Shepherd, the corner from Maryland. Some have him as an undrafted player, maybe a seventh round. I'm going to go with the sixth round. Again, another top 30 visit. He's a guy that could play within multiple styles of defense, man-to-man, zone. He's kind of been getting some more visits. So I feel like that's why he's rising up a little bit on some of the draft boards over here. So Jaquan Shepherd, corner, I think is a guy that I honestly feel like Jeff Hafley and the Packers are okay with their corner depth right now as it is. But this is a guy that I think you could kind of bring along and kind of mold here too. So Jaquan Shepherd, corner from Maryland, round six, number 202 overall. Number 219, round six, another safety, Jalen Carlisle's. But here's the thing. I think he's going to be converted to a linebacker, which you've been kind of seeing a lot with these strong side linebackers now. These bigger safeties converted to linebackers. Now, Jalen, when you look, and you could say the same maybe about Oladapo, but Jalen right now is already 6'3", 227 pounds. So he's probably going to make that transition to a linebacker. And you're seeing that a lot with these strong side linebackers, these guys that are bigger safeties that are moving to linebacker. That's what a lot of these strong side linebackers are going to be. So that's why I've got him. He's listed as a safety, but I think he's going to transition to linebacker. He's my number 219 overall, round six, Jalen Carlisle's out of Missouri. Gavin Hardison, quarterback, UTEP, is the next pick at number 245 overall, the first pick in round seven for the Packers. Goody said a while back that, you know, he kind of hinted at maybe getting back to the Ron Wolf era of always drafting a quarterback. I don't think that means Sean Clifford's job's in any jeopardy. But again, this could be practice squad, another camp arm over there, see what they got with him. So he's I kind of went heavy on a lot of top 30 visits for the Packers in my mock draft, and he was another top 30 visit over here. And then finally, number 255, round seven, we've got a wide receiver coming off the board, Xavier Weaver from Colorado. I'm intrigued with Xavier Weaver. Now, I think any wide receiver that's drafted day three that's coming into Green Bay is going to have a lot to try to overcome in terms of jumping up the depth chart to get some playing time or even to make the team here. But what really stood out to me with Xavier here, really good route runner. He has an expansive route tree. He can expand that. Did some punt returns over there too. Bigger receiver, or not, I shouldn't say bigger receiver, but he's about 6 foot. But he has the ability to make some of those jump catches up on the sideline if you look at some of his highlights and such. So I think he's, you know, you could throw him in as a punt return ability too if you wanted. But bottom depth chart type of wide receiver, talking about like number five on there, I think he's an intriguing option. I think he's an intriguing option. When you factor in this punt return ability over there, and the fact that he has a really good route tree with room to grow, no pun intended, I think there's something there. And if he's there available in the seventh round, I think that would be a good one to kind of take a flyer on. I mean, his combine athleticism score for wide receivers was sixth. So if he's still there and you got a pick, I'd be intrigued with that one. Xavier Weaver, Colorado wide receiver. All right, there you go. That's my Packers 7-round mock draft. Whew. Now you can criticize me and, just tell me how wrong and stupid I am. All right, let's hear it. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, the mock draft episode of the podcast. Big thanks for tuning in. Again, apologies to all the players that might have listened to this if I mispronounced your name. I apologize. I tried the best I could. I looked them up. I watched the highlights. I typed out the pronunciations, but I still might have foobarred it. But anyways, the rest of you, big thanks for tuning in. And as always, until next time, I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Man Cave Podcast.